top Pilsētas Poliklinika, or City Health Clinic. 18th November Street houses Daugavpils Clay Art Center. Latgale is famous for its ceramics. Till nowadays, we have kept the traditions to pass the pottery skills directly from father to son, from master to apprentice. Daugavpils Clay Art Center gives you an opportunity to view the exhibition of the traditional and modern clay art pieces, as well as learn about the technique and equipment of pottery making. Artisans offer masterclasses and workshops. Now, Daugavpils is the second largest city of Latvia, yet once it used to be a part of the Polish Inflantia and was its only city with a voivodeship's administrative body, court, and a legislative body, a regional council called Sejmik. Later, it made part of the Russian Empire's gubernia of Vitebsk. The city location played an important role. It was situated midway between St. Petersburg, the then capital of the Russian Empire, and Warsaw. When travelling to Europe and returning to St. Petersburg, even Russian czars visited the city. For this reason, it was decided to have stone and brick buildings on the main city streets. But when going a bit further away from the main road, the main construction material of the city blocks was still timber. Also today, when passing by the longest Daugavpils Street, 18th November Street, you can see stone buildings of the late 19th and early 20th century. Though we are going by tram, you can imagine how the city looked through the carriage windows when the French or Austrian ambassadors went by Chausseinaya, or Highway Street, towards St. Petersburg. Nowadays, the former Chausseinaya Street unites several micro-districts of Daugavpils and is an integral part of the city infrastructure.